Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there on the site. You actually get to create the content. What you see there on the main page as you scroll down has been created by listeners just like you. So you find something that you think's interesting, you post it there, other listeners get to vote and share how they think, and then ultimately we'll look at the results and, I don't know, maybe talk about some of that stuff on the air. It certainly is possible, and you can help make that happen. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. I am here tonight with a masked man.
That's right. It's Mark Edge.
Mark, where are we?
We're at the Granite State Comic Con. I thought it'd be fun to go out and try a little something different, do a remote broadcast. I worked something up with these guys. We've seen a lot of great costumes today and, you know, had a good time.
Yeah, well, you got here earlier with the family. You brought Jack out, of course, and I imagine he probably had the best time.
He did have a really great time, yes. Yeah. Excited as he could be.
We're at the Radisson.
Yep.
In Manchester.
That's right.
Which, from what I can tell, this has to be the premier kind of convention holding place in all of New Hampshire, at least that I've seen thus far.
It's big.
Yeah, this appears to be pretty large. There's a lot of vendors here, of course, and we're here just in time, actually, for nothing to be going on. Everybody has cleared out. There's some kind of party, I'm sure, that's happening right now, and as usual, being a night show, we don't get to go to the parties.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. So we're here. If you're in Manchester for Comic Con, or rather Granite Con, I believe it's called, then stop on by. We're the only ones in the building. I don't know if that's true. I heard something about a voice actors.
Yeah,
something going on.
There's a large panel with a bunch of voice actors on it, and you know,
tonight
they may be coming by. Yes, it is
tonight. Okay,
they may be coming by about 9 or something.
That's kind of a big deal. I mean, you named off some of these names earlier, and as you know, somebody who is on the radio, I'd heard of some of those guys before. I imagine a number of them have some radio experience, so who knows? Who knows who we'll talk to later on as the evening goes on. But we're here to take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype is not an option tonight, so you're only going to be able to get on via the toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE. Mark, you wanted to start us tonight with a story about a lady who worked, I guess, at a movie theater, and she said something about the military that did not fare well for her.
Yeah, this is from KAKE in, Manhattan, or in Manhattan, Kansas, is where this occurred. A Manhattan woman says that she was fired and has received death threats after posting comments on Facebook that criticized the military. She posted a comment in September that she didn't consider the military to be heroic, and she was criticizing military personnel for expecting discounts at businesses.
Yeah.
So, here you go. She says, here's the tweet. Everyone's constantly glorifying the military, calling them heroes, etc. War's not heroic. I think a lot of people in the military would probably say that war itself is probably not heroic. Heroic things may go on. People may do physically brave things in war, but that war is horrifying. Nonetheless, she says, saying no to violence and solving problems with peaceful is heroic. So that's a quote there. So no,
it's a tweet, right?
Yep, it's a tweet. Yeah. So no, I will not thank those who
it's
chose
a long tweet.
Yep.
Is this more than one tweet?
I don't know. It looks like a tweet, man.
Okay.
It is a long tweet. I think Twitter's changed, though.
Really? I thought it was 140 characters.
It used to be. I don't know. I think that they've changed the way they do things a little bit.
Okay.
Nonetheless, I'm not an expert. Let's see. So, no, I will not thank those who chose, on their own free will, to go kill themselves in battle. Get a life and a real job. Oh, and stop demanding a military discount everywhere you go. You're no better and no more deserving than a civilian. And she put civilian in quotation marks. So she told WIBW she posted the comments because she believes soldiers receive too much special treatment. She said to her employer, Carmike Cinemas in Manhattan, fired her after she posted the comment. Carmike also posted on May's page that her comments did not reflect the attitude of the company. Carmike's officials said they fully support and honor military personnel. May says she isn't backing down because she thinks she should be able to post whatever she believes on Facebook.
She damn well should.
Well, of course she can, and her employer can employ anybody they want.
Yep, that's true as well.
And I mean, if that's what they want to do, I can understand why they do it. I don't like these discounts that some people get and other people don't.
Sure, like the police or the military.
Military, senior citizens in a lot of cases get discounts. Being from Sarasota, Florida originally, mm-hmm. the vast majority of the population, it seems, is over the age of 65. Many of them are still working, and, it's not that I begrudge it to them. I'm just like, why? What about me? Why do other people get it just based on who they are and I don't get one? I work hard, you know?
Yeah, I really can't explain it beyond just the fact that it's pandering. I mean, it's pandering to nationalism. It's pandering to this idea that the military is special, and they obviously feel like they're going to benefit by doing that, because there really are a lot of people out there who feel that way about the military, and so that's who they're pandering to. You know, they might as well put a flag out and start waving it around. I mean, that's all it is.
It seems like it. I believe that the military gets a lot of momentum from, you know, great events like the Revolutionary War, World War II, things like that. I think if you talk to most people in the military, they'll agree that the military really hasn't done anything to protect freedom in 6 decades.
They'd have to be really intellectually honest to agree with that statement. I can't imagine.
Man,
there are very many of them that would agree with that.
We have veterans on this show. We have veterans call in all the time, say things like this, that, you know, when Smedley Butler's book, War is a Racket, this is the two-time Medal of Honor winner, might have been three, I'm not sure, Medal of Honor winner, saying that essentially what he was a paid thug for corporations, going around and making countries safe for corporations to do their bidding. I don't know.
I'd be interested to see what the military members actually have to say about that in some sort of a poll form, like some kind of scientific poll of military members as far as what do they think, or, you know, were they actually fighting for freedom in the last several decades in any kind of conflict.
Now, it's not that I don't believe that they would, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't believe they didn't sign up for that, because I do. I just don't know how the Korean conflict, the Vietnam conflict, Grenada, Iraq war,
so just to
clarify,
you're saying they weren't fighting for the freedom of Americans, because in some of those conflicts you could say they took one side or another, and so therefore,
they're fighting for the freedom of somebody. That's arguable, but why? I mean, so if you're fighting for this country, then you should be fighting for this country, not fighting for another country. If you're fighting for South Vietnam, then you're fighting for South Vietnam, not for the United States.
I'll play devil's advocate with you then. So they are fighting for this country, Mark. This country has alliances, and they're going in, and they're fighting on their sides of the allies.
Well,
it's fighting for this country.
That's not fighting for me.
Oh, you mean for you. Okay. Well, this country kind of tends to refer to the government, right? And so the government guys get to determine who their friends are, and then they use the bodies of the military members to sacrifice them for their buddies over in the other countries.
It does seem like there's, I don't know if it's buddies, it's people with the, you know, the political connections, for whatever reason, politicians believe that they can do
the political
better.
Buddies of the moment. Those people can change, I guess, at any time.
You know, I kind of wonder, it seems to me that people in Congress shouldn't be able to vote for war unless they have somebody in their family, like a son or a daughter who's in active combat. I want them in active combat if you're going to vote for it, because it should be important.
Yeah, they're going to pass that one, Mark.
Right. They're not going to do that. They're never going to pass that.
Right.
They're never going to pass healthcare abide by, unless it's really good healthcare that we don't get.
I guess that's some other big news right now, right? Is this healthcare thing? People are counting down the days until implementation of Obamacare. So we can talk about anything here tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. So this lady got fired for speaking out against the military. Do you think that that's appropriate? Should the business have done this?
Right.
Whether they should be able to or not is another question, but should they have done this?
I hope people say that, yes, they should be able to fire somebody for
but
what they
should
say.
They have done it?
Should they have done it? That's the question I want to know. I mean, can your employees have opinions?
Yeah, outside of work. I mean, it's not like she was, chanting this at the customers.
No.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts with us. Take control here, live Saturday edition Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. And when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, pull out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,343.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,392.35, $696.18 for a half ounce, or $348.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,392.35, $696.18, and $348.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
About a lady who was, and I don't, it's not really clear how old she is. You know, she
works at a movie theater.
She works at Carmike Theaters or Carmike Cinemas, which is a movie chain. It doesn't say, you know, is she a ticket taker? Is she an executive? That's not really made too clear. But she got fired for making a statement about the military, a very strong statement against the military, basically saying to her they weren't really heroes. We'll come back with that and also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Want to invite you to an upcoming seminar. Mark, you just got back from Vegas.
That's right.
And if you want to learn about log home building, you should go back out there on November 7th and 8th. LogHomeBuilders.org is the Log Home Builders Association. It's a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to helping people build their own log home since 1965. No previous construction experience is required for this. In fact, they'll prove it. They've got their website, LogHomeBuilders.org. You can go and see some of their student log homes that have been built by people who've never built anything before. Build it from scratch. You can even use your own local materials, including trees from your own land, if you've got them available. If not, they'll show you how to find those logs that you'll need.
As a matter of fact, with these trees, you can use different size logs and different species. This is the only log building, log home building setup where you can actually mix species and size.
By the way, there's most of the members build without a mortgage, and they pay for their home as they go. Founder Skip Ellsworth is famous for saying, if you think building a log home is hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. If you're attending as a couple or friends together, you'll get $100 off each. And you can go and get registered right now. Learn more over at loghomebuilders.org. There's an ironclad money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they will give you a full refund with no questions asked up to 3 months after you attend. Now, they are obviously very confident you're going to appreciate and enjoy this class and learn a lot. So, again, November 7th and 8th, that's coming up. Loghomebuilders.org. Go get registered there. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Dan on the line in Portland listening to WGAN. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, sir.
Good. I've been listening, and you're talking about support services, you know, the military, the police, et cetera. And I don't think I've ever heard you guys expound upon that. Let's say New Hampshire, you achieve your goal and New Hampshire separates from the rest of the United States. What does that mean exactly? Will there be is there a central government? And if there is, what sort of services does it provide? And is everybody expected to support those services, or can people choose to what level they'll support it or not support it?
Well, I think you're asking a very large question here. So
that's good. I like big questions.
Right. I mean, if we're talking about what does secession look like? Secession looks like a whole bunch of different things. A second county in California has just voted to secede from California and create the state of Jefferson, which would be part of the United States of America, but it'd be like a 51st state. And states, counties in Colorado are voting to do the same thing. That's one form of secession. Another form of secession is a state leaving a country. Leaving this country, where they would have, yes, of course, a central government, in the capital, and they would just do the things that I'm using a quotation mark here because the government really doesn't have services. The government has things it does that you're forced to pay for. So, they'd have these centralized.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. I'm asking about your vision. Because
okay.
if I understand correctly, from what I've heard, what I've listened to over the past, is that yours is much, you actually are looking for a state that would actually separate from the United States. Am I correct?
Well, I'm for secession in the sense that I think that centralized governments tend, the more centralized they are, the more corrupt they tend to be. So I'm for, the states as they exist seceding from the federal government, although I think it's more likely the federal government will just spend itself into insolvency and who knows what it'll look like after that. But what my vision is that people should be able to pick and choose services that they want to pay for. I don't care where they are geographically on the planet, that no one should be forced into paying for something that they didn't want, didn't use, and don't care for.
Okay. Well, if that being the case, let's use an example. Let's say you're walking down the street or Concord, and all of a sudden somebody chooses to accost you. At what point do you pay for the service of police protection? And how do the police know that you may have prepaid for this service or not, or choose to pay for it at that point?
So, Dan, what it sounds like you're asking about is a totally market-driven kind of society where you don't have a single monopoly provider of police services. And I'd just like to point out, we can talk about that. I'm happy to talk about that. But I'd just like to point out that secession, by its nature, doesn't mean that you're going to jump into a free market right out the gate. If, for instance, New Hampshire were to secede, hopefully when it does secede, it'll still have all of the New Hampshire governmental apparatus. Now, I may not much care for that, but that's the way that'll be. So you could have that scenario where New Hampshire simply leaves the union, and it obviously already has all of its city structure and police structure in place. Now, what it sounds like you're asking about is moving away from that one-size-fits-all police structure into one where somebody might be able to contract for police services, and that's the question that you're asking about. Am I right about that?
Yes. Well, the reason I'm asking that question is because you had stated that one would choose which services in your vision of a free state. One would choose which services they wanted to have provided for them. So and that's why I was using the police as an example in terms of protection service.
Yeah, so I think that it's very difficult for us as talk show hosts. We're certainly not protection agents experts. We're not, Mark and I aren't probably going to be running protection agencies, so it'll be very difficult for us to accurately predict what some sort of situation wherein there would be competition in a marketplace available, what that would look like. I can throw out some ideas, whether or not those actually end up panning out. I have no idea, but you could, for instance, purchase some sort of insurance on yourself and your loved ones, and then there would be some kind of company that would come and, you know, take your claim and investigate it in that particular case. Just like today, odds are good your, you know, protection agencies probably are not going to be right there when you get robbed. So it'll be up to you to
people get accosted on the street every day in the United States.
Right. So, you know, and then you're lucky if the police will show up to take a report, especially if you live in a place like Detroit.
Right, where they do have private protection agencies that people hire.
They have one. It's called Threat Management Center that I know of. And they are available, and they do a great job of keeping people safe
and they help
and training
people for free.
Them. And they help some for free, yeah. And they provide training so people can defend themselves. And they, of course, will respond and investigate and things like that. So I think that, you know, that it'll be up to the market to really decide how these services were offered. But ultimately, if people were happy with the governmental system of this one-size-fits-all, then maybe that's what would stick around. I mean, it's hard to say what people would want.
Well, my guess would be is that in a free society where no one told people who could carry a concealed weapon and who couldn't, if somebody accosts you on the street, it's probably their last time.
Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will talk to you about anything, whether you want to talk about the future, the way things might look in a more voluntary or consensual society, or you can talk about this lady who got fired from her job at a theater chain for speaking out against the military, or less than favorably towards it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are extra live here tonight at GraniteCon. It is the Granite State Comic Convention. We're here tonight. Take your calls as always. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, of course, can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got a variety of things there. There's the archives that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. You just click and download, and they are yours for free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to do some camping, hunting, maybe you want to get some survival gear and you need some shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to do it. Because not only will you get the name brands, but you'll be able to get them at rock bottom prices. Because everybody wants name brands, that's how you have the best chance of getting a quality item. And, well, who doesn't want the lowest prices they can get? It's ManVentureOutpost.com for handguns, long guns, knives, scopes, binoculars, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned, and you can be, you know, assured that you're getting the lowest price. Because when I go and I've bought on ManVenture, I've checked around, and it's always the lowest price. Check them out, ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We just had a question a moment ago about the idea of taking the government out of the world of providing, or the state, rather, taking the state out of the world of providing protection services. And there are a lot of good questions that need to be asked about this, because this is a scary area. People don't. You know, you talk about, oh, well, we're going to have competition in protection. That sounds scary. How do you know if your company is going to be there for you, and et cetera, et cetera? There's all these, you know, kind of fear-based questions that come out, and I think it's important to, you know, to address these. So really, the incentives would totally change if you think about it. If you actually had a market-based protection system, the incentives would be completely different. Right now, the police have incentives, in a lot of cases, to do fundraising. For instance, last night I was out doing some cop blocking in Keene, New Hampshire, where, as every Friday night and probably every Saturday night, they have a bike cop who bikes around the streets of the college area with a flashlight. And as he's biking down the streets, and these are residential areas, so there's usually several college students walking up and down, and it's Friday night, so inevitably some of them are drinking. And he takes his little flashlight, he flashes it on everybody that he passes by, and if he sees somebody, you know, making a furtive movement or sees a plastic bottle or something like that, he'll stop, as he did with two young ladies that I witnessed happen. He stopped, and he says to them, "Let me see that." Now, this young lady didn't have an open container. She had a closed plastic bottle, albeit it was a water bottle with something that was probably not water in it. It was definitely colored. And what was it?
Some people put colored things in water bottles.
Sure, absolutely. You reuse a water bottle. So they, of course, did not know their rights.
But let me see that as an order. That's not... I mean, you have no obligation to show, from what I understand, a container to a police officer.
Well, I understand that you have no obligation to hand over your container for a search. However, and it does sound like an order, but you could always say, well, you could always clarify with the police, right? If you're not sure what they said, and I'm pretty sure that's what he said, but I can't say 100%. If you're not sure that's what the officer said to you, or you want to make sure you're clear on what he's doing, you can say things like, "Excuse me, are you ordering me to hand this over? What obligation do I have to hand this over to you? Wouldn't that be violating my Fourth Amendment right to privacy?" You could ask all these questions. Unfortunately, these young ladies were, I think, 17 and 18 years old. They did not know their rights. And even though I was there and I said to them, "Hey, you don't have to hand that over to him," they went ahead and they handed it over.
Sure,
to
that's
anyway.
An authority figure. And
yeah. And you're right. As I said, it's hard to... I said this on a
right.
Facebook post.
Is this authority figure is really going to help you, ladies?
It's hard to undo 18 years of conditioning in 8 seconds. Right, because that's all the time I had to you know, get a word out to these ladies and say, "Hey, you don't have to do that. You don't have to hand him that." Well, they did anyway, and of course, then they, you know, the realization of what was happening started coming down onto them, and they, you know, one of them started to cry. The other one was definitely not happy. She, both of them were making statements about how their parents were going to kill them, and you know, this girl's crying, and I see it happen every single week, and the cop knows that this isn't going to stop teenagers from drinking. The cop
What's
knows.
The statistical likelihood this police officer drank?
I've actually asked him that question. He refuses to talk to me.
I bet he does.
That question.
Right, because he knows better than to answer a question that might be, you know, that might incriminate him.
Later on in the night, though, I did encounter other officers. This was 2 weeks ago now when I was asking. I actually was asking them this question. I said, "Well, when did you have your first drink?" Just because I wanted to know, right? Like, what? You guys are out here busting teenagers and college students all night long, and you probably did the same thing. Unless you grew up some kind of straight-edge, church-going holy roller, you probably, if you're a police officer, probably had a drink under the age of 21, which makes them hypocrites for doing this. But no matter, it's revenue. And that's really what it's all about. There's no way that these cops believe they're going to clean up the streets
of
drunk
college kids. They don't get the revenue. They're just employed to do it.
It's their job. In fact, the young lady at one point asked the cop, "Do you have to do this?" He lied and said he did.
Well, they have discretion. It says
that's
so right in their...
They have discretion, but he told a lie. And so, you know, they were really upset. They asked if they had to go to court. He explained that they would have to go to court, and that certainly did not make them feel good. I mean, this is not protecting anyone. Now, if you think about what an actual protection agency that was actually concerned for its customers and actually wants to help its customers, they're not going to be doing these things. This is straight up fundraising, and it's completely unnecessary. Who really wants the police out in the streets doing this?
Well, many people over the age of 21 who drank when they were under the age of 21, who believe that their actions, some of their actions under the age of 21 while they were drinking, were dangerous and inappropriate. Probably because alcohol was illegal for people under the age of 21,
yeah.
So therefore their parents never taught them how to drink. They were not raised like... You know, frankly, people prior to Prohibition raised to know how to drink. Some of them certainly couldn't handle it, no doubt. In European countries, we can see that, you know, I mean, young people drink with the family, and they have an understanding of how alcohol works. The sad part is when you start drinking at 16 or 17 or 18 years old, you're going to have a bad time.
Probably true. I know I certainly did.
I mean,
when I was 17.
If you didn't start at 5 years old with training wheels on your bike and you just start riding a bike at 18 years old, you're not going to be very good at it for the first little while.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you're around friends who, also aren't trained at drinking, and they, of course, encourage over-drinking and drinking to excess and binging and all that. So my point, kind of a roundabout point here, is that the question earlier was, well, what about this idea of private protection services or market-based protection services? How would that work? Well, I know that they would work better than the police because they would have to satisfy their customers. The police don't have to satisfy you. You can be as upset at them as you want to. You can complain all you want. You can file all the complaints with the police department, all the complaints you want with the city council. You can spend hours and hours every, month or week or whatever trying to change how the police department behaves, and you will probably be unsuccessful.
You'll be largely unsuccessful. And this is really sort of a superfluous comment, frankly. Really what the thing is that people who believe like I do should have the opportunity to try out our form of governance. Mm. I mean, who in the sound of my voice believes that a constitution written more than 200 years ago is somehow the pinnacle of governance humans are ever going to reach? There's never going to be anything better than the constitution and what it's evolved into.
It's like thinking the Bible is the pinnacle of what God has to say to anybody.
And, the fact is people should be able to try out new forms of government. Competition breeds innovation. So why shouldn't I be able to buy a piece of land, a large piece of land, or get some friends together and buy a large piece of land, and we can try on our little area our own bit of governance. I can tell you can ask David Koresh and his crew what it's like if you try to do something like that. You can ask the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints what it's like if you try to do something like this.
Yeah.
And they will come down on you, and they will come down on you hard. They will kill you.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you'd like. The future of governance. Should you be able to opt in? And in fact, if you look at these governmental structures, most of them claim that they're based in consent, which, of course, is absolute nonsense. Anybody who's ever actually explored that idea realizes that there's absolutely nothing to the claim that it's by consent. It's by force. It's a group of men and women forcing themselves on you. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free. It is the live Saturday edition. We are here for you. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then by all means, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. You just go into the Amazon that's right for you at shop.freetalklive.com, and then feel good because you're going to get the great prices, the huge selection that you're used to. It's just that a portion of the purchase price goes to benefit us here at Free Talk Live. So thank you in advance for shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is the reason why Mark and myself are here in New Hampshire. We're actually originally from Florida, and we moved up here 7 years ago, back in 2006. And I think we're around mover number 420 or something like that, I believe.
That's what you're 420.
Yep, believe it or not. And it's been great so far. There are already over 900 movers here. I heard the other night it was over 1,000 now, but I haven't confirmed that myself. Anyway, we're well on the way here towards a goal of getting 20,000 liberty-minded people, people that actually understand what freedom means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that liberty, of course, is all about you being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. If you like those ideas, this is the place for you. You really owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org, check out this concept. You're giving a thumbs up, Mark, but I don't know what that's in reference to.
More than 1,000.
More than 1,000 movers? Actual movers?
Yes.
That's exciting. So we've crossed that line. We want to reach 20,000, and there are over 14,800 who are already pledged to make that move. We want to reach 20,000, so you can help us with that. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up there. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Tom listening in Atlantic City on WPG. Hey, Tom.
Hey, brother. How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're our first caller from Atlantic City. Good to have you on.
Really? Yeah. All right. I'm famous.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was listening to what you were speaking about how the police really bully young children. I was telling the screener, you know, my son is 12 years old, and he's just starting to spread his wings, ride his bike around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to have to cut the apron strings and let him go to his friends, let him take the bus, but take the train and do certain things. And I don't want him to be pushed around, so I try to instill in him that it's yes, officer, no, officer, and try to be around people that do the right thing. If he sees his friends doing something really stupid, to leave. you know. And I know kids are sometimes succumb to peer pressure. So my son is a purple belt in Goju Karate, and he's a really nice kid, you know. And I tell him, I teach him this, not to be a bully, but to protect himself and learn how to say no, not just to bad people, but to his friends that try to pressure him into doing other things that aren't right.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, yeah.
I think that that's a, you know, it's a technique that needs to be, you know, that you basically have to use these days. I mean, I don't think that anybody should have to yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. But I think it's a system that people have become accustomed to, and when, you know, if it makes people comfortable, I'm willing to use that tool in order to, you know, have a better life.
It's certainly true.
You know,
go ahead.
Right. My thing is, I used to work with the local fire department, and I was a fire investigator, and I would see kids come through the system because we administered the juvenile fire service program. And what our program did is, prior to the kids having a record, they would come through this educational training, and the record wouldn't follow them. But I see the lack in parental guidance, you know, because we have kids having kids. You know, I mean, I didn't have my son until I was 47, you know, and I don't know if that's by choice or by God's will, but I have more patience and I have the experience to teach my son what's right and what's wrong. And listen, I have to go, but I'll listen to you guys on air, and I really do like your show. Thank you.
Tom, welcome. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Interesting point you made about young people having children. I mean, the fact is, throughout most of human creation, it has been the young people that have had kids. They're just sort of, you know, I mean, they're young. They're healthier than...
Yeah, but earlier on, I think that they had more responsibilities, right? So if you were 14 and it was 100 years ago, you're not the same level of maturity likely as a 14-year-old might be today. It seems like teenagers are more coddled today. I've heard that young...
It's not coddled. Coddled suggests that they want to be there. They're not even allowed to do many of the things. I was 12 years old.
I mean, they're forced into, you know, not being able to do what they want. They're coddled by force. It's lack of choice. There are laws that prevent them from working in a lot of ways. You got to work at age 12, but that's a pretty unusual situation. Was it a friend of the family or somebody who hired you? I don't know how.
No, I just a place I hung out.
It wasn't legal then, right? It wasn't a legal arrangement. It was under the table, which I support that. You know, if your kid can get a job at age 12 and everybody's going to look the other way, then that's a good thing. Anything that can get young people more mature earlier, I think, is a positive development. We've even talked, actually, you were not here for this show. It was a Friday show, Mark. We talked about a young man who created his own tie company, and he created this at age 9. By age 11, he was making $35,000 per year at making ties, bow ties.
He's basically a Mozart of entrepreneurship.
Totally. It was an amazing, and his name was Mo, as a matter of fact. So that's what can happen if you let young people actually flourish rather than trying to restrict them with all these laws. But there was one thing I wanted to comment about that call. Yes, sir, no, sir, was the idea behind talking to the police. Better off teaching your kids no, sir, when it comes to the police. It generally is not going to be good for them if they say yes to the police, because usually the police are asking things like, let me see what's in that bottle. Or, you know, let me see what's in your backpack, or, you know, do this and that. And usually that leads to arrests. It leads to tickets. Had these young ladies not handed over those bottles to that officer last night, they would likely have been able to walk home without tickets. He did let them walk home. He did not put them in handcuffs that particular evening. He ticketed them because it's all about revenue. So teaching young people to stand up for themselves is very important.
Even if it isn't about revenue, the fact is, that's their only tool. Their only tool is tickets, jail, fines, incarceration. That's the only thing the government has.
Well, right, and just because it's a tool doesn't mean it's going to be effective, right? You can ticket the college students for having an open container, or you can ticket them for underage possession of alcohol. Come on. Does anybody really think that's going to stop them from going out the next weekend and drinking? Maybe they'll be a little more cautious. Maybe they'll be less likely to walk.
Maybe
from
not
one
the next
house
weekend, but will it stop them
2 weeks
later?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So 855-450-FREE. I think one of the most important things you can do as a parent is to teach your children that the police are not their friends.
I wish they were.
I do too, but you can't trust them. They will lie to you, and they are trained to lie to you. And they just want to write you tickets and put you in a jail cell.
I would love them to tell lies to criminals if the people they were going out going after were people that were situations where there were victims.
Sure.
But it seems like the administrations and the city councils and these municipalities have police out doing all kinds of fundraising rather than out going after crimes with victims.
Let's go to the phones. Will is on the line in Atlantic City, also listening to WPG. Hey, Will.
Hi, this is the first time I've heard you guys.
You're in shock.
Didn't know you existed. And first time I've heard anybody tell this point of view about the military. I was a military officer. I was stationed at the Pentagon and in Vietnam. And I have to say that, you know, when I looked behind the curtain and saw that we weren't fighting for our freedom, the freedom of the United States or the citizens back home. We were there mainly because McNamara and Johnson and people like that either made a huge mistake or maybe worse. Maybe there was, and I don't want to really accuse them of anything, but there may have been more sinister motives behind it than just making a mistake. But let's just leave it at that.
Well, you had referenced, Mark, it was Lieutenant Smedley, or not Lieutenant, General Smedley Butler, right, earlier, who had written a book about how he was basically a corporate hitman while he was working for the military.
Yeah, it's called War is a Racket.
Yeah. So, did you feel like that was the case?
Yeah, I feel like we were a bunch of mercenaries over there, and we were... I felt no different than maybe a Hessian would have been back in the Revolutionary War. You know, we were paid to be there, and we were paid to be on one side, and we were maybe a colonialist. You know, we were there to subjugate the population. And violently.
Yeah.
You know, I was that disillusioned because I'd been in the Pentagon first, and I kind of knew what I was getting into, but I didn't want to give up my citizenship, and I didn't want to go to Canada, and I didn't want to go to jail. So I went ahead and went along with the program, but I knew what was happening. I was old enough to figure it out. Most of the guys over there were a lot younger than me. They were 18 years old, you know.
Will, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate your thoughts on this issue. We can come back around to the military discussion here in a moment. Thanks for the call, Will. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.